Hi, and welcome to Prosody, WYEP's weekly show featuring the work of poets and writers. I'm Jan Beatty, and we have a special Prosody tonight honoring the life and work of Gilda Meckler, artist, graphic designer, and editor, who died suddenly on February 7th, 2006, at the age of 53. She was married to the Pittsburgh-born poet James Deal and has two teenage daughters. So tonight on Prosody, we feature the poets Michael Worster, Judy Robinson, and Rena Ferrarelli, who will be reading for a Deal family fundraiser, which will be happening Tuesday, April 17th at Club Cafe. I want to say hi to, first up, we have Michael and Judy. How are you?
Doing fine, Jan. Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for doing this. And Michael, I guess you're going to begin with a couple poems written by the poet James Deal.
Indeed. Now, the fundraiser is necessary, we felt, because of Gilda's sudden death and the needs of the family. She was wife and mother and many other things besides. The first poem of Jim's I'm going to read is a poem written for Gilda early in their relationship, before their marriage. It's called Past Dog's Nest. Past Dog's Nest and on, south of the inlet, the whole marsh cuts and saws under first autumn days. The old portage swallows perch on the final semaphore. A white heron circles the lee side water. I lie on a sand dune in red grass. In the distance, twin Stelco stacks rise through fresh wind. I'm getting old, middle-aged and happy, along the backwater, caterwauling gulls strut and flounce. I dream of lovemaking at the water's edge below the Empress Moon. We had sat naked watching shooting stars on the last evening of summer, slept under willow in the sand. Today, you paint the east wind. I watch a line of serpent poplars edge up against the bone-scraped sky. They are the dance, are a marker for low-flying geese or the weekend sailors bouncing in for port. Now, the reference there to the painting the east wind and the what they're doing, when Jim and Gilda would go on holiday, they did a lot of camping, and Gilda would paint and Jim would write poems. It was quite an artistic relationship. The second Deal poem I'll read right now will be another poem for Gilda, which is called Wedding Journey. And it's a poem about their honeymoon, which was down through West Virginia into Virginia. Wedding Journey. White oaks stunted by weak mountain soil flank the Appalachian Trail, where it starts down into this opening valley. At Lookout Rocks, rain-heavy clouds push up gray, push up over and on east. Clouds like giant mammals, moisture thick on flat, green leaves, our arms and faces. We begin a life together, where the world slips from mist. Through breaks in the weather, the Shenandoah is a silver dancer on an old seabed. From Limestone Ridge, curling wash of minerals, rolling to the Chesapeake.
Next, you'll be hearing from the CD, Under the Watchful Eye, in James Deal's own voice. He'll be reading two poems.
Three views of a river town. One. Along the Monongahela, homes of unemployed steel workers lean into dry slopes, row upon row. Bright afternoon light. Two. Not a barge breaks the evening river. A pigeon, an abandoned mill, the same space across the water. Three. Darkness. Over trees and cracked yellow brick buildings, soaring flame of coke oven gas. silent, windy night. McKeesport, Coda. Never again will steel be made at this place. Sumac and black cherry spring up. Sumac, black cherry, dusty mill yard.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Jan Beatty, and we have a special edition of Prosody tonight, honoring the life and work of Gilda Meckler, artist, graphic designer, and wife of Pittsburgh poet James Deal. Next up, we have the poet Judy Robinson, who is going to be participating in the Deal Family Fundraiser at Club Cafe on April 17th. So, Judy, you have a couple poems.
I do. Thank you, Jan. The first poem is called Unseasonable. Coffee should not smell better than it tastes. This cup fills no emptiness. There should be snow that should pile softly, hushing the clamors of every day. But it is a Monday morning, and the common ground is seeded with confusion. There should be a route that should be open, enough to move on when the night descends. But the course has changed. Raging, unpredicted storms have cratered all surfaces. Listen to the radio. A church burned down in Oakland. Another murder on the north side. More sleet predicted. A report from the roadways. How many are dead? There should be spring that should spring green, earnest life, seedlings, creatures, babies, human and otherwise. And then the crimes begin again, the slaughter of our sweet fictions, the filch of what should be. For April, I'll read this next one, called April. They weep, the sweet unsprung buds. They cringe and hide, perilously bent beneath skies restless and dark as widow's weeds, as rivers rise in western Pennsylvania. Does this gloom portend a raging death, or will it yield to something tender? Shall we weep with them or wait? When I was young and clear and wise, I knew the answer. Hold fast, I'd say. Tomorrow comes in green and gold, and you and I will lust and live forever.
Okay, thanks, Judy. I have a question for Michael Worster here. Michael, I'd like to know maybe some of the details of the fundraiser that's going to happen for the Deal family. Can you tell us, you know, what's going to be there?
Well, basically the situation is this, Jan, that we have a family of four, a poet and an artist, two people who had a publishing company and edited. Gilda was a major source of income for the family doing freelance editing. Jim has had a whole variety of jobs. Gilda died very suddenly, leaving Jim and two teenage daughters and also removing the income that she represented for the family. So David Green, the filmmaker, who's a longtime friend of Jim and myself, suggested to me that we organize this fundraiser. And thanks to Paula Cardamone at Club Cafe, and her generosity, their generosity, we were able to schedule this fundraiser for Tuesday, April 17th. The doors will open at 6, and the show will probably begin about 6:30. And what we'll have five poets who knew Jim, who know Jim, reading some of their poems. We will have some musicians associated with the late D.C. Fitzgerald will be performing. The reason those musicians is because the next part of the program will be a new high-definition DVD showing of a video called Under the Watchful Eye, which David Green made of James back in the 90s. It's a video which takes them through West Virginia into Virginia. It follows the honeymoon path, and the music for that video was put together by the late D.C. Fitzgerald. It's a wonderful video, and that will be shown. But anyway, we hope to raise some money for the family, which is in need. Admission is free. Contributions are voluntary, and it should be a wonderful evening.
Okay, and I want to mention that the music that you're hearing tonight on Prosody, the intro and exit music is D.C. Fitzgerald from the new CD, which will be available, I think, also. There'll also be live music by Danny and Casey Dealey and the Lackawanna Longnecks.
That's right.
Okay. And I should probably say that you need to be over 21 to attend this event. Oh, if you wouldn't mind reading a couple more poems of James Teal's.
I'll be pleased to. Now, this next poem is a poem that that James dedicated to me because it contains some strategies that I use in my own poetry. The Dark Bread from Michael Worster. The room contained much light. My filing cabinet reddened under its burden of books. The voice of a woman carried in at the door. Day after day, a white sun turned in the August trees. Without thought, I followed that woman in the green dress, walked the rocky throat of the bay. All this time, her voice was untying its cloth, preparing the room with lumps of hot bread. The city was forgotten as light slashed green across light. Under low eaves, the pleasures of the harbor spread through warm air. A fierce steel fence bore up its torso of nightshade, the fruit sweaty with summer. At the end of a concrete jetty, gulls spin into dark bodies. The night is a web of ionized fire. Arms of galaxies wash through each other, blue and red ribbons that deepen the bedrock's lungs. And the room rises heavy as tide. The scent of fresh bread echoes from my fingers and tongue, lunges down black corridors, straight and lunar to the port. And here's another James Deal poem from his most recent book, which is called When Rivers Speak. This is a poem that was written for the birth of the older of the two daughters, Shona. The poem is called Into Light. You are pushed into light by the dark body as it convulses in its cave of pain. I hear your thin wail and grunt as streamers of blood are wiped away, and you are carried off by the midwife to be weighed and wrapped. Outside lies the stilled night. Venus crosses the border into Virgo. Soon snow will streak our sky. I lift the book and read, "Bestow your blessing on our child that she may grow in strength of body, mind, and spirit. May she learn to love all that is good and beautiful and true. Goddess of spring, goddess of justice, seeker of life and truth, whose darkness will your love light soften? Whose word will quicken your heart to compassion before our nights grow long? For only death is certain, and we are like mad explorers trudging further north under winter's triangle. Yet tears of joy grace every cheek. In the bright room we form a ring of life, lurch drunk on sleeplessness into the luminous folds of a fresh dawn."
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Jan Beatty, and we have a special Prosody tonight. We are featuring the poets Michael Worster, Judy Robinson, and Rena Ferrarelli. They are part of a benefit for the Deal family, honoring Gilda Meckler, who died unexpectedly February 7th. Which we'll be talking a little bit more about. So I want to hear from Rena Ferrarelli now. If you could read a couple poems.
Okay, I'd like to read a poem which James Deal liked very much. I think Gilda as well liked it, and also an elegy. This one is called After Lives. We took up the carpet, laid bare the maple floor, the long and short strips side by side, end to end, fine-grained heartwood, several shades of blonde, of brown, and a variety of figures, streaks and waves hidden for years under wall-to-wall gray lavender wool, to protect it from damage, from the children's play and curiosity, their clumsiness, but also our careless rushing, those years a stream at flood, heads barely above water, fingers clutching the rim of something we couldn't even see in the churning water, the dimness. And now this calm, this flecked expanse, as beautiful as when we first moved in, a revelation that he could keep like this, under the rug, the layers of dirt, the pounding of feet, the furniture dragged from end to end, that only a little work could make it glow as if ember released had spread over the surface. It's too late now for many things, but how great to uncover, discover again under us, something solid, vulnerable, and joined to last. Bare feet touching bare wood, I grasp at this afterlife, the straw-colored joy. The other one is called Mushrooms. A strange efflorescence on the lawn where hidden roots and stumps lie below the surface. Was it the rain, the sun after rain, the red moon that caused such profusion? They glow in the morning in the silver blue of dusk, open and turn inside out in the bright midday sun, empty bowls held up to the sky, split around the edges into odd-shaped petals, smooth and rough, all covered with fragments of the universal veil. A few push up close to the ground without visible stipes, bronze and gold fluted leaves like coral of the woods, the color of regret. Edible agarics or poisonous amanitas. I wish I knew. There was never a season, a gathering place, our time together short, dead in their 30s or scattered widely across two continents. My people took this and other kinds of knowledge with them when they went.
Thanks. That's Rena Ferrarelli reading. She's, as I said, part of this Deal family fundraiser that's happening Tuesday, April 17th at Club Cafe, and also reading will be Michael Worster. Michael, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Gilda Meckler, who this fundraiser is on behalf of. You were friends with Gilda. Could you talk a little bit about her? And
sure. Well, I knew James before he moved to Canada. And it was through our correspondence after he moved from here that we became close friends. So I knew Gilda pretty much from the beginning. I was at their wedding. And as poets always do, we could sit around and I could reminisce for you for hours with stories about Gilda and Gilda and Jim. But I do want to say that I first thought of Gilda as an artist. I have a very fine piece of hers hanging on my wall at home. She illustrated the covers of not only James's books, but books by other poets. And she was a hard worker. She did freelance editing, brought a significant amount of income into the family, a wife and mother, just an all-around terrific person. And Jim has been in poor health for some years, so it was quite a surprise if one of them was to die suddenly that it was Gilda rather than James. A terrible loss.
And they, as a couple, have a tradition, I think, have a history of helping other poets. I know that James Deal was involved in publishing some anthologies that featured other poets.
He did a lot of publishing of anthologies, international anthologies, and he was very encouraging. He was, if you'll pardon my saying so, he was sort of a Canadian counterpart of Michael Worster. He organized events. He ran workshops. One of the first things he did in Toronto was organize something called the Link Poetry Workshop, which was very similar to what we were doing with Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. And a few years ago, Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange, in a ceremony in Pittsburgh, gave him an award called the Charles Olson Award to commend him for his activities in behalf of poetry across the borders.
Oh, okay, great. So I think you have some more poems that you're going to read.
I will. Before I do, though, let me also mention that there will be 5 poets reading on the 17th. And the two who are not with us today that will be reading are Romella Kitchens and Frank Carreni, 2 very fine poets who also know James. We're getting into this past tense, but they know James and they knew Gilda. Here's another James Deal poem. And this is the other poem for the birth of the other daughter. There's mention in this poem, the second daughter is Simone. She's now 14. There's mention in the poem of a menorah. Gilda was Jewish, and the children are raised Jewish. James is kind of a Taoist Christian or Christian Taoist, and he believes that the woman determines the religion in the family. So the children are Jewish as well as the mother. The poem is called A Winter Birth. And there's an epigraph from Marcus Aurelius. The works of God are full of providence. The works of fortune are not independent of nature. Thence flow all things. With a twist of forceps, you are delivered into a life, where deliverance, if it comes, comes with that final dark far from the bright lights of this incandescent room. Though darkness fills the cracks that edge our days, we celebrate your first week by lighting candles. Let the menorah illuminate our lives, a festival of joy in yours. Home early from work, I hold you to a window to catch the last December light. Watch while our sun sets in its prison of ice. I know I cannot save you from life's pain. All things flow and you grow into spring. In green shade, I walk through the fortunate dark of new buds. I'm shaped to your still point, the immense world moving, ponderous around us. And the next poem I'm going to read is a poem of my own that I wrote recently. James has had a series of jobs. His first job when he went to Canada was as a hard rock miner in the nickel mines. Recently, he was working at a slaughterhouse, which is pretty tough at his age. And now, of course, he's not working. He's a full-time father. And this has something to do with the need for the fundraiser. But anyway, when he was working at the slaughterhouse, we had a conversation in which he never got around to telling me what he did, so I wrote this poem. It's called To James Deal in November. I ask again, what do you actually do at the slaughterhouse? That is, what is your work? Here in Pittsburgh, we have turned our slaughterhouses into art galleries and venues for poetry. Swords into plowshares and back again. Old men into willow trees, bending in the wind.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Prosody. I'm Jan Beatty, and we are featuring tonight three poets, Michael Worster, Rena Ferrarelli, and Judy Robinson, as we talk about the Deal Family Fundraiser at Club Cafe. And before we end the show, I guess I want to make sure that we are clear about what's happening at Club Cafe. And although it's a fundraiser, it's free to get in. And so how is it a fundraiser then?
Well, what we're doing is we're celebrating the life of Gilda Meckler, and we're in a sense also celebrating the life and contributions of James Deal, the poet. And we're having all these activities, artistic activities. But there, it is an occasion for we're welcoming people to make contributions to what we have set up as the Deal Family Fund. All of this money will be put together and sent on to the family to help them at this time when their income situation is pretty dire.
Okay.
And the show starts at 6. Actually, the doors open at 6. The show will probably start about 6:30, and we'll probably be going till about 9 or 9:30 because Club Cafe has another show of a different nature starting at 10, and we have to move out for more activities.
Okay, that's Tuesday, April 17th. Live music, poetry readings. There will be CDs for sale, books for sale, etc. And I think we have time for one poem, if you have something, Michael.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll read you another recent poem of my own.
Okay.
That sort of captures several of the themes that James is interested in. One is the Midwest, and the other is the idea of loss through time. The poem is called John Deere. I'm wearing this golden green T-shirt, John Deere, Moline, Illinois, established 1837. I was born in Moline, August 8, 1940. My father worked for John Deere at the time. He was an industrial engineer. When I was a child, my cousin Martha, who was several years younger than I, bit me on the nose. When Catho and I went west to Gothenburg, Nebraska at Christmas, 1982, We stayed overnight in Moline. We stayed overnight at an Econo Lodge, right across from a John Deere facility. In the morning, we had breakfast at a Denny's right beside the motel. Outside the window, we could see a big billboard, John Deere. When we got back on the road after breakfast, I said to Catho, "I think that was my cousin Martha in the booth behind us at Denny's." Catho said, "Why didn't you speak to her?" What would I have said?
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for helping us promote this fundraiser.
You've been listening to Prosody, WYEP's weekly show featuring the work of poets and writers. Writers appearing on Prosody also have their work showcased in Chapter and Verse, a biweekly feature in Pittsburgh City Paper, the Arts Entertainment News Weekly, published every Wednesday. Prosody is produced by Jan Beatty and Ellen Wadey. Our sound engineers are Joseph Wilk and Lauren Wolf. Please tune in every Tuesday night at 7 for Prosody, here on Independent Public Radio, 91.3 WYEP.